You're listening to Bounce Back Behavior, the show with Nakisha Michelle and Robin Denise, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Bounce Back Behavior, the space where healing meets soul work and transformation is rooted in truth. I'm your host, Nakisha Michelle, the queen of the bounce back. And today, talking about ancestral worship, misunderstood magic or demonic doctrine. What's going on? Are my ladies in the house with me? Where are the co-hosts?
Hey, hey, it's Robin Denise, your favorite guru and spiritual baddie here always.
Hey, everyone, it's Izzy here. Super excited for the bias breakdown today, too.
All right. So what's going on? A week feels like a month. Robin Denise, are you still in Paris or have you moved on to Zimbabwe or where in the world are you today?
I know, I be on my Carmen San Diego tip, like, where in the world is Robin Denise?
Right, that's what you need to have a blog or something about, like, where is Robin Denise today? Not even this month, today.
Today, right.
But what's going on in your world? Where are you today?
I'm still in Paris. And I have been enjoying, like, walking about and just randomly coming across, like, all these different buildings and gargoyles and crepes and just, you know, just living life. Yeah, it's been good. What about you?
I have been in my creative mode, surprisingly, especially since last week when I was like, I ain't doing nothing. I don't feel like doing nothing. But now I'm in that mode where I ain't getting no sleep. Like, I'm just, like, revamping everything, revamping YouTube channels, all of that. So I'm, like, really in my creative mode right now. So
yes.
The surge has come back, and I'm here, and it feels exciting.
Good. Especially because, like, can we just talk about how that is your manifestation immediately coming to fruition? You know, it was in the place your order, you said it, and now it's here. So I say to that.
Yeah, Shay. Yes. Izzy, what's up with you? What have you been up to?
I'm doing real good. Still in handling my summer classes. I'm in a class where I'm talking about social media and I had to do a project with a new Instagram account, and it's finally taking off, which is really exciting. So it's really fun.
You have a knack for that stuff. Izzy, people just generally just love you. Izzy can put out a picture of Jell-O and people will be like, oh my God, that Jell-O is so pretty.
It's the way you market it.
Oh my God, that Jell-O just moves so beautifully. I was like, Jell-O, really?
Not the Jell-O moves.
Really?
So
Jell-O, Izzy? Izzy, you got 435 comments off of Jell-O? Yeah. Really?
You gotta market it correctly in every way.
So this week, you know, last week we started talking a little bit about, you know, it was a heavy week. Like, Robin Denise, let me check in with you. I know last week was a heavy week. And we were talking about a lot of loss. Your process during this week, were you able to bounce back? Or was bounce back toxic?
Yeah, no, it's been an interesting week. A lot of divine feminine work coming up, a lot of ancestral work coming up this week. And I did, like I said, I did a lot of walking around Paris. And I walked like, I don't know, I was walking for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I ended up at the Louvre and I saw the Eiffel Tower right in the distance and it was at night. And all that to say, that was a part of some of the reclamation because I took my mom to the Louvre. I took my mom to the Eiffel Tower right before she died, or transitioned rather, into ancestryhood. And I could feel the joy. I could feel, the divineness of her just kind of being like, you good, baby girl, you good type of feeling. So it felt good. It's feeling good.
That's good. That's good. I did too. I think even more than ever, I just realized how much ancestral work is so important and that we really should talk about it. So this week, we're definitely gonna hit it with ancestral work because I, for one, get tired of our people feeling so nervous and scared about everything is woo-woo, everything is scary, spooky, and a demon. So I can't wait till we jump in. But I know you have an inappropriate question, so I'm not going to go deep right now because I live for the inappropriate questions.
Do you don't be scared of him. You don't hold your breath like, oh my gosh, what Robin and he's about to say this week.
I used to have anxiety, but now I'm like, it is what it is. It is what we grown. Who gonna tell us anything different? Who gonna whoop us?
Right. The only person
Who
standing
gonna put
in
us on
our way is
punishment?
ourselves.
So I'm
Exactly.
good. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Okay, so this week's inappropriate question, because I'm about to ask a question that's gonna make us think about some things. And this week's question is, if you don't talk to your ancestors, who taught you not to? Who made you feel like you couldn't or you shouldn't? I mean, ain't it all just devil worship at the end of the day? So one more time. If you don't talk to your ancestors, who really taught you not to?
And callers, those who, I'm sorry, and listeners, our listeners, if you want to call in and give your side of the story for this inappropriate question with Robin Denise and the rest of us ladies, please call in at 323-203-0815. This is the time for you to shine and speak what's on your mind. Ooh, I need a beat behind that. Shine and speak what's on your mind.
Boom,
Shine,
boom, shine,
speak
shine.
what's on your mind. So
Boom, boom.
that number again is 323 203-0815. Robin Denise, you all into it now, but when you was growing up, because I know you was on the usher board and in the choir and all of that stuff. Robin Denise,
I
what?
was, you right. I was on the Usher board. I was in Pathfinders, which is a like thing that's kind of like Girl Scouts, but boys and girls. I was the choir director when I was like 12, 13. I was, let's listen. Okay.
Yes.
I did not grow up with people encouraging any type of ancestor connection. And it's like, it's not, oh, who taught me not to? And to be real honest, it wasn't even a thing that like somebody said, you shouldn't be talking to ancestors. It was more so in my religion, it's like when people die, they die. There's that's it. Their body goes to ash and they are quote unquote sleep until Jesus comes back and awakens them to take them to heaven. So for me, it was death is final. Like ain't nothing, that was it. And so if death is final, then there's no ancestors to talk to. And then if you're talking to anything that is not Jesus, it was the devil and it's a bad angel, or you might be crazy, you might be, all of those things were laced into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree too. And even now, I just watch, like, I'm tapped into social media real hard, and I just really watch when these kind of topics come up, the way we respond. We are so scary about everything. But I just kind of stand on this thing that I learned in my walk with God, that greater is He that's within me than He that's in the world. So I'm standing on that. So I'm, and I, and it says you also have to try the spirit by the spirit. So I know what kind of spirit I have, and I know when something don't feel right. But to answer your question, it was one of those things where, again, I don't think that I was taught not to, but you watched the grown people around you, their reaction to things, or they would even make jokes and say, "You better not do that, 'cause mama, somebody gonna come back and get you in your sleep." They would make spooky jokes like that. And not do say that, 'cause your grandmama gonna get you from where she at. She gonna sit beside your bed and deal with you. Or it was another thing I used to hear all the time was, "I pray that the Holy Ghost make you so unrestful that what was it? How did they used to say it? I pray that the Holy Spirit make you so unrestful, or that you don't get any rest for what you did." Like, what? So I would hear, that's the what I grew up seeing. So it made me not even want to touch that because, ooh, that's a spooky, scary place.
Right. I remember when my mom died, my dad told me, he was like, if you dream about your mom or any dead person, if they talk to you, that's not a good sign. That means they're trying to call you to death too. And I was like, what? Like,
Wow.
that really freaked me out hard, 'cause I was
Wow.
having dreams about my mother at that time. And she would never like interact with me. She'd always be in the dream interacting with other things. And like, as I've gone through my own process of understanding that my dreams are very prophetic, I've like understood what they meant. But like at that time, that really freaked me out. I was like, damn, I can't even dream about people who have passed.
That's heavy. That's really heavy. And when you are young, and or I want to say not as seasoned as we are now, that creates, people don't realize all those things create mental health breakdowns. It creates anxiety. It creates a lot of unrest. It creates Sometimes it, well, I like to say it unlocks the door to your different voices talking to you and stuff like that, and to the point where you can't control it. So it opens the door to that when you're young and you don't know how to deal with all those things. And I just kind of wish that we were more open, especially. I'll never forget when Izzy was like, "You gotta see Coco. You gotta see Coco." So we went to the movies or somewhere and watched Coco, and I cried and cried, and it just gave me such a deep reverence for our ancestors. Like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Like, the Latino culture, they got it. They got a whole darn part one, part two cartoon about their ancestors and how important they are. So,
And even in like Catholicism, the saints, right? That's a
yep.
form of ancestral veneration.
Yep.
You talking to dead saints. That's
Yep.
those are
Mary,
ancestors.
exactly. But why is it our people? I guess we'll get into that after the bias breakdown.
Right, 'cause I got something for you on that. But I do want to know, Izzy, coming from a different generational standpoint and being in a home where you were raised by, like, Nakisha, that it's different. So I would love to know, like, what's your thoughts or response to this question, that if you didn't talk to your ancestors, who taught you not to, or anything you want to share? I don't say like there is no, oh, you shouldn't do that, especially because my mom is pretty open to a lot of different ways of learning and spiritualism. So I never really thought too much into it until I did go to college and I started surrounding myself with people that were more really heavily based within Christianity, and had like really strict views of Christianity. And it started to make me question whether I was a Christian, whether, being open to other spirituality than other concepts was bad. But I've learned like on within my Christianity and my relationship with God that it's not inherently bad or anything like that. It's just we choose to find solace and find people to confide in, or what I'm trying to say, like something to confide in differently. And I think personally for myself, I don't feel the need to touch into that currently, but I'm not opposed to it, and I don't shame anyone who does that. Where I know a lot of people who would be like, "Oh, you think you're a Christian and you're trying to talk to your ancestors at the same time." A lot of people are still within that kind of culture and mindset. But I know, like for myself, because I think is because of just be when growing up being open to all of it, it doesn't really. I'm not in that mindset. Yeah.
So you don't think your mom is crazy?
Not every day.
I
Not every day.
exonerated. She said, "I'm just a little cray cray, not a whole lot of cray cray."
Not a lot.
It's
You are a little bit though.
so funny because when I light my incense and my sage, she always has a comment. She'd be like, "Uh-oh, here it come. I smelt it. Oh my
It
God, here."
smelled good. Not the incense smell good. The sage, it smells like a fire is breaking out. But I appreciate it all because, smudging, getting ready, because living in different houses, and I don't know if you smudged my dorm room, but just at least praying over my dorm room, I appreciate that a lot. Get out, because there is bad juju. You got a bad aura sometimes, so you got to get that out.
Amen. Amen.
But moving on to this bias breakdown, I think today, not really focusing heavily on K-pop, but still in Korean culture, I want to talk about how Koreans celebrate their ancestors, and that's through one of their holidays called Chuseok. So Chuseok is kind of similar to their Thanksgiving in a sense, but I think it's really cool. And with Chuseok, it's originated all the way from the Sheila kind of era, which was about 2,000 or so years back within Korean history. And at Chuseok, it's big. Like I said, Thanksgiving, and so like traffic wise, people are coming from the main city of Seoul. Like maybe you work in Seoul, and they're going home to their family houses and their ancestors' houses and things like that, and really gathering as a family. And during Chuseok, I read that they go to their ancestors' graves and graveyards and provide them with food and wines and stuff to really celebrate them and to give them beyond whatever ancestral realm they're in currently. And I thought this was really cool because I learned about it in my Korean class this past year, and I've been hearing about it for a while, but really learning that it's a time to give back to the ancestors was really interesting to know that in like many different cultures, like mom said earlier with Coco, and like in like Latino culture and like Dia de los Muertos, it's a thing, and it's a consistent holiday within the culture that everyone is like, we're dropping everything and to thank the lineage that has gotten us here today. And I think that's really beautiful, because it shows like, because when someone does pass, you don't like, I think a big part of Coco that stayed with me was like the whole premises of Coco was you need to pass down the stories of your ancestors so they are not forgotten in the lost place.
Ooh, that gave me chills.
And
Ooh, I got chills.
so I really think that was beautiful, because if you don't, if cause I, like when the little babies didn't know who their ancestors was, that's when, the ancestors were starting to fade away. So I think that's really beautiful that no matter who has passed within your family, to keep their stories and their traditions and their hard work alive throughout the lineage, to know that you're not here just because of yourself, You're here because of other people's hard work and steps that they took. So I think that's just beautiful that Chuseok, Dia de los Muertos, that they do all of that. And another little thing for Chuseok, they have a specific food. It's called, I want to say Pyongyang. It's just rice cakes shaped into like a half moon. And Chuseok is celebrated on the full moon of the lunar calendar. So I think that's all pretty cool details within Chuseok. So yeah.
So why do they get to do a Chuseok, and then we have Dia de los Muertos, and what do we have?
We have
Why are we so afraid to celebrate our ancestors?
Funerals.
We have the going home celebration.
We
That's
have
it.
dinner after funerals.
I mean,
I like
like
that, Izzy.
in Jamaica, we have Nine Night, which is you take 9 nights and you like celebrate the person who has died, and it's a lot. Layers to Nine Night, but it is a form of like it's still connected to funerals though. Now I'm not gonna let that slide. It's still connected
Can't get out
I didn't even think about that. That was real quick on her feet, right?
here.
She's like, "Stop dogging us, mommy. We do funerals. We do home-going services."
Oh, wait, what's something in New Orleans? What is that?
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
What is that about? What is Mardi Gras about?
Other than festivals and carnivals, what is actually the premises of Mardi Gras?
Is that a spiritualism type deal?
I feel
I
like it is.
mean, I feel like it is too, but I don't know enough about it to say yay or
Me
nay. But like all
neither.
of New
We
Orleans is very connected to that, you
don't.
know? Yeah.
Exactly. And he said that realm.
Yeah,
Have
yeah, yeah, yeah. That
y'all seen the originals, Vampire Diaries, anything like that? Have you seen that, Miss Robin Denise?
I've
No?
heard of Vampire Diaries, and someone said I would really like it, but I ain't watched it yet.
It's so good. But yeah, that's where I learned a lot more, like got introduced to like New Orleans kind of culture, because in the originals, which is like the original vampires, or whatever, they live in New Orleans and they settled there years prior, and then that's where they like all the witches and the stuff came from. But they connected to a lot with the ancestors and their to gain the witch power. But I'm just rambling. But yeah, I think Mardi Gras.
But I think like what you're saying also too, it makes a difference because we gotta knock out, we gotta tell like the story when the European culture colonized everybody, anybody with any kind of third eye or spiritual sense that didn't make sense to them or they didn't understand, we were considered as witches. And so they turned everything around to make anything outside of what they were teaching in their colonization academies, forced colonization academies, that it was witchcraft and it was evil spirits, but it was actually ancestors, angels, and us as melanated people have a lock in or a sense that we can do, we can perform miracles and things like that. We defy science. We can defy science, basically. And so keeping that. And so they highlighted, they made everybody spooky and scary of witches, but it was actually melanated people who had extra gifts that they didn't possess.
In the African traditional religions, and just like in general, like in the spirituality world, we call that spiritual technologies, like divination, channeling, all that. That's a spiritual technology that really we all have access to. We just haven't been taught how to tap into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I know we're getting ready to go into place your order, but one of the things that Izzy is really gifted in, and I used to tell Izzy all the time, "Izzy, I just want to be like you when I grow up." Izzy, I thought I was a powerful manifester, but Izzy is a very powerful manifester. Very, very powerful. And one of the other gifts she has when she's in like a rage, she can break things. Like she can destroy things. So I've seen her power. That's a gift.
I can break things.
It's a gift. Robert Denise, tell this girl that's a gift. Like, she break,
like objects?
It is. It is. It is.
She just don't know how to hone it. And I don't know how to help her hone it because that's not my gift. But Izzy is very spiritually gifted. I don't know if it's that Nigerian stuff.
But listen, you know what it is? You know what it is? What I hear ancestors saying right now is the remembrance of we are the amalgamation, the culmination, that's the word. We're the culmination of seven generations before us. So you just said that you are a powerful manifester, right?
Yes.
And Izzy is like double that. That's because she got you in her plus all of the other ancestors who were powerful manifestors before her. That's like, you know what I'm saying? And that's the power of tapping into our ancestry. Because when we tap into it, we're tapping into a lineage of magical beings that's already in our DNA, just waiting to be unlocked.
Yes, yes, yes. You better preach, Robin Denise. You better preach. Okay, we need to place our order. Okay, we place
this is, but this
feeling real spiritual and juicy right now. Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
Yes, this walks us into place our order because when we want to manifest the things that we're asking for, utilizing our ancestry to bring that manifestation forward is one of our biggest gifts, one of our biggest ways to unlock the thing that we're manifesting. Like, the ancestors have done so much work in their own lifetime, and in their new state, their new energetic state, they can see way more than we do in our 3D, you know, with my glasses on eyes. Like, so they can see if, like, there's an energy blocking something. They can see where the pathway might be clearer for us to go and support us in guiding that. So when we are manifesting, calling in our ancestors and saying, hey, y'all got some good juju in your lineage. You see different things from my life. You see what I want from my life. And you want it also because just like you want Izzy to thrive and move forward in a prosperous way, our ancestors want the same for us. They're not out here trying to dead the lineage. They like, we want y'all to prosper and continue. Yep. So if they want that for us, then why are we not calling them and asking them, yo, I need you to make a way. I need you to clear some things out. I need you to work with Creator God to move some stuff so that I could show up in my glory and keep this lineage moving forward.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Can I say something right there?
Go ahead. Do it.
This is what came up for me. This is when I also was okay with this topic and using my ancestors. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And its righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. It didn't say seek God only, seek Jesus only. It said the kingdom. In order to have a kingdom, it's not singular, it's plural. So who's in the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Who should I be seeking? Who makes up the kingdom? And there are hierarchies. There's hierarchies to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I realized that, so I could talk about that all day and night long. But when I realized that was kingdoms, I said, well, who in the kingdom? Mm-hmm. And then it was just like I heard the ancestors just like Harriet Tubman.
Oh, yeah, that's your girl.
That's my girl. Harriet, like, I was waiting on when you was going, like, man, you was going to really sit down and have a talk. Mm-hmm. I didn't know why I was always drawn, and even with Izzy, I used to make Izzy, we would sit down and watch, what is it called, baby? What's the Harriet Tubman movie we watched? A Woman Called Moses. Mm-hmm. Every year, sit down, Izzy. We watching A Woman Called Moses with Cicely Tyson. Kobe Bryant, all of them, Michael Jackson, they all, I'm telling you, that's when it started opening up. So I wanted to say that when you said that, when I realized there was a kingdom, he said, seek the kingdom. He didn't say, just seek me, seek the kingdom.
And also, the scriptures also say the kingdom of heaven is within you.
Mm-hmm.
That's another connection to ancestries. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. If it's within me, that's also saying, yeah, these people are in my DNA. They're within too. And when we do this ancestor work, when we realize that it's all within us and without of us, it's both. But when we realize it, we also recognize that in honoring and showing love to our ancestors, we're really edifying ourselves.
That's right. That's right. And you do know that epigenetics says that when you say the kingdom of God is also within us, we have, and this is science based, up to 252 years of ancestry in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We are truly like trees.
Mm-hmm.
252, but we always, it just seems like in psychology, we always highlight the family trauma and, the syndromes of slavery and that kind of stuff. But there's some juicy good stuff in there, too, that our ancestors want to show us. Like, how did we overcome? What did y'all do?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Did you go somewhere? I don't hear you.
No, we here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was in my because you were preaching, and I was like, yes.
I was too. It's so good. It's so good. It's
May the congregation say amen.
Amen. This is so yummy. So yummy. This is so yummy.
Really, shoot. May the congregation say ashe, actually.
Ashe. And so it is.
And so shall it be.
Okay. I know we just sitting here like, okay.
Let's get into the bounce back.
Okay.
Back host.
Okay, listen. So now this one is personal. Like what we've been talking about, we're here with the bounce back behavior segment, which is the heart of this show. Because, some people do feel like, when you go through things, you don't always need to bounce back. The point of going through things is to bounce back, but bouncing back has a behavior to it. And so all these episodes, we're giving you tidbits and tips on what that behavior is so that you can bounce back in your time and it's your journey. But we're giving you the tools. The light, the guidance to be able to do so. So things that we talk about are always deeply personal. And I want to take y'all back to a dark time in my life after my divorce. Now I've had many.
Izzy was like, I done seen them. I seen these divorces. You done had many of them, mama.
That ain't y'all at.
That was an intrusive thought.
Well, why are we on that real quick? Why was I was trying to like kind of plan my wedding for next year, and Izzy made a comment. She said, "And I've never been to any of your weddings." And I looked at this girl. I said, first of all, the first wedding you wasn't even thought of. You was 2 years away from even coming to earth, okay? Yeah. Don't act like I've been married 10 times. Why are you doing this to me?
It's just bad. Like, still haven't, no matter what happens, I still have not been to any wedding. I've never even been to a wedding.
Don't even laugh at her.
I feel like this is get back. I feel like this is get back because, no lie, last week, we kind of went in on Izzy. We kept pulling up Izzy's name multiple times. So I feel like this is a very well-deserved Izzy get back.
Oh my God. Now I got a headache.
What were you trying to say?
I don't even know. But anyway, so divorce number two.
Okay.
To bring clarity. Oh, Jesus. There was a lot of grief and betrayal. And I was very spiritually lost. And part of the reason was, you know, it was like the gift and the work that I did. It was like, I'm doing this and helping other people manifest love, have deep, fulfilling relationships. And my husband walked out on me. Like, there was a whole bunch of telltale signs that was going to happen anyway. But I was just hurt and I was mad at, you know, I was just mad at God. I was really, really mad. And then the church didn't hold me like it used to hold me. And then I was in therapy, but also with therapy, it wasn't really helping as quickly as I needed it to help. And I just needed something deeper. And then that's when I started connecting with my ancestors. And it was something real powerful that happened. I was laying and I was almost suicidal. And I was laying in my bed and crying and crying and crying. And then I remember all of a sudden, here come Harriet, honey. Harriet is something.
Listen, she trying to take everybody to the promised land. She trying to take you home. Always, that's what she did. She showed up to take you home.
Let me tell you, she is Moses for sure. She showed up. Instead of me just like being in admiration of what she did, there was a deeper thing that happened that opened in me. And what happened was, it was a deeper question. I said, God, she didn't really have nobody. She couldn't read. She couldn't write. She had a concussion from the brain injury from when the overseer smashed her head. She was fainting all the time. There was no cell phones, no lights, no telecommunication system. She was sick, tired, didn't have proper shoes and clothes. I said, God, what was it in her that she kept going back and forth, rescuing everybody and couldn't rest until she was done rescuing as many people as she could? And on top of that, what gave her that kind of strength? What was that? And I said, because I'm here trying to die because some man then walked out on me. Tell me, help me understand what it was that she had. And whatever she had and however she knew you, that's what I want. And that's what opened me up to talking to my ancestors and asking for their help and helping me embody their characteristics and their energy and the spirit that they have. Mm-hmm. And when I say I started doing that, I started using my candles. I started lighting the incense because I didn't even know that what the incense was. I knew it was something spiritual, but I didn't even realize. And I said, I forgot about that. Even in the Bible, they were lighting incense, frankincense and myrrh and all of that stuff, because it was the symbolization of prayers growing up. So I started doing all of this stuff. And I tell you, Izzy and Robin Denise, the heavy load, the heaviness that I used to carry, I don't carry it anymore. Mm-hmm. My ancestors make everything happen for me. All I have to do is speak the word and hold space for it. And they give me insight and they just handle it. A lot of times they just be like, it's handled. Mm-hmm. And I also, just this year, when I went to Gambia, I was spiritually led to get the book Roots again. And so I got the book Roots and I had it on my altar. And then I just started talking to Kunta Kinte. I said, Kunta Kinte, had you not opened your mouth and held strong to who you were as, you know, a Mandinka warrior and all that you went through, your foot got cut off and all of this stuff. I said, but you kept as much as you kept from your old country and taught it to your child. And then your child taught it to her child, all the way to the point where I feel the pull. And I didn't know what that pull was. Didn't know that I was getting ready to go visit the land that Kunta Kinte was from. And when I finally got over there and then end up in love with a Mandinka warrior, who does that but the ancestors? Who sets that up, right? And then he takes me, like, even the journey to going all the way to Gambia, and it was so hot. It was so hot. And he didn't want to take me to the village of Jufore because he said, baby, out there it's hot here. Just if the village is even hotter, they don't have air conditioning. They don't have all this stuff. He said, I'm worried about your health. You can't do it. I said, I cannot come all the way to Gambia and not go visit Kunta Kinte's place. And do you know, I said, I'll hydrate myself. I'll do whatever I need to do. Do you know the morning we got up to go visit Kunta Kinte, do you know the weather shifted? There was no heat. It was a cool breeze the entire day when we went to go see Kunta Kinte. And when I was sitting there with Kunta Kinte's cousin, only the ancestors, a wholeness came over me, a deeper peace, a deeper purpose came over me. And I was just like, I feel bad for people who don't use the power that worketh in them. I feel bad because life is so much easier when you use all the power that works in you, at least the part that you know how. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching Roots. I grew up reading the book. And then I got to go and was led and met me a Mandinka warrior in love with him. And then I go get to sit at Kunta Kinte's village with his people. And then I get to go and be where my ancestors were sold off, the port where they bought all of them to, and I got to see what they endured. Key, you gotta strengthen up because you got 252 years of strength within you. 252 years of resilience and survival in you.
You just gotta let that marinate.
I manifest favor. I dream bigger. I live fuller. I'm not alone. My bloodline is guiding me. I praise God because the trauma and the drama that my bloodline has had to deal with, Izzy has not had to deal with that. Izzy has not had to deal with that. And it's such a blessing. So I just pray that our listeners will be open to using all their help and using all their strength. I'm going to leave it there. It's power.
I mean, well, damn, I feel like the show is over, bitch. Like, you just... the way you just laid that down. Well, you know what? For those listeners who have the desire, right? Or the interest or whatever it is to kind of start working with ancestors, I'd like to give a way to begin. And it doesn't, sometimes we think
about.
Can you
hear me dropping the knees?
Yeah. Can you hear me? What's happening?
Oh, what?
Hello?
I'm having trouble connecting.
Oh, I hear you perfectly fine. Oh, okay. And they're gone. I don't know what happened, but I'm going to share this a couple of ways to start engaging with the ancestors. And one of the ways is moving forward with intention. Oh, you're back. I see you. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Moving forward with intention, right? Like, we don't have to start off with a big altar or a shrine with all of these pictures. It really is just setting the intention in your heart to begin speaking to them. Think about how you want to hang out with a friend, how you want to tell your friends what's happening in your life, how you want to create and establish a relationship with another human. That's what you do with the ancestors. You tell them about your day. You tell them about your exciting moments. You share like what's bothering you and ask, what guidance do you have for me around this? Like, it can be as simple as just starting the conversation. You can have that conversation out loud or you can have it internally. Either way, they're going to feel the vibration of it because energy is energy. Energy is not just honed to our words. So starting off there, and then if you want to begin like a practice where you have an altar, you can begin with like water, bringing in the elements. So water, earth, air, fire, having a cup of water for the ancestors. Fire, Nikisha talked about lighting her candles. A candle is a great way to begin interacting with ancestors. So bringing in the elements of the earth into your practice and putting up pictures. And if you don't have pictures, you can also write their name down. And if you don't know their name, you can write down their title. Like, I don't know my great, 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 great grandmother's name, but sometimes she be calling me. So I can just write down on a piece of paper, great, 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 great grandmother. And they know who you're trying to connect with. So those are some ways to begin. And then I also have a ancestral guide and checklist on my website, free download. It is, you can go to robindenise.com/altar and download that guide, which walks you through different ways to begin starting your ancestor walk, starting your own altar, and making it not feel so woo-woo, but really just recognizing it's about connecting not just to your lineage, but also to the deeper parts of you.
Okay, that sounds yummy. Very, very yummy. Izzy?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how far I got into it, but I was saying the word of the day from Korean language is kamsamnida, and just being, it means thank you. You can utilize it if you ever go to Korea. It just means thank you, but I think I wanted to bring that word up. Just be thankful for our ancestors. So, kamsamnida.
Kamsamnida. Right? Exactly. Did I say it right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. My word of the day is these R's in French are rough for me, okay? But Racine, something like that, it means roots. And like in French, to speak about one's origins or heritage and like that deep connection to where you came from and who you are, they use that word roots, Racine, to communicate that. So there you go.
Racine.
Right, Racine. Kamsamnida and Racine. Okay.
Yeah, I might have said it, I might have butchered it though. So, like, double check Google Translate.
Don't go around France saying that.
She says, Izzy said, don't go around France saying it like you saying it properly and fluently.
Right. I got to put that disclaimer out there.
That's just like when I got to Mexico and I thought I knew some Spanish, and I see you be like, oh, ese es tu familia?
Oh my God. Girl.
Oh. Familia? Can you imagine? Oh, I thought I was really saying something.
I thought today I said toes instead of what?
Yeah, floor. She said, que pien? I was like, PS? I was like, no.
Pizza.
Pizza is floor. Mm-hmm. She was like, K toes in the elevator. We have all done there, been there. So my word is a Mandingo word. It is Sita. Sita. Sita is ancestor or elder spirit. And we honor them because we are them. Mm-hmm. And you've been listening to Bounce Back Behavior, where healing isn't just personal. It is ancestral. And if you would love to start your healing work, your bounce back work with me, please You can check me out at Instagram at The Ready Woman. And there is a link in my bio that you could click and you'll have access to my books, to working with me in therapy. Whatever you feel like or whatever level you are, there's something there for you. Even if you want to just get beautiful for the ancestors, we got beauty products. If you just want to be beautiful for the ancestors, because they made us beautiful. So let's keep it going. But until next time, remember, your bounce back is in your bloodline. Ladies, time to bounce.
You're listening to Bounce Back Behavior, the show with Nikisha Michelle and Robin Denise, only on LA Talk Radio.